If you look at a satellite map of Utah, the Snake Valley, which runs north to south and straddles the Nevada border, appears for the most part to be bone dry. But here and there, ranches and small communities dot the map. The Goshute Indian Reservation skirts the valley's northern edge, and small patches of green stick out like oases in the Sahara. Governor Gary Herbert has said that in the coming days he will decide whether or not to sign an agreement that would allow a pipeline to tap this already arid valley to fuel the further development of the city of Las Vegas, Nevada. But there are those who say that building this pipeline will have devastating environmental consequences, and not just for the ranchers, indigenous people, and wildlife who call this valley home. Here's Dr. Brian Mensch of the Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment explaining why he believes Wasatch Front residents should be worried as well.
That aquifer sustains the native vegetation of the areas, and if those aquifers are dropped, as models have shown, would be dropped to as much as a couple hundred feet, that will kill off that critical desert vegetation, creating a literal dust bowl. We already have dust storms from the West Desert. In fact, the highest levels of particulate air pollution ever recorded in Salt Lake City have been during dust storms from the West Desert, not during our inversions. So we've already seen that, but we're going to see a lot more of it if this water project goes through.
The dispute over whether to build the pipeline is already nearly a decade old. In 2004, Congress ordered Utah and Nevada to reach an agreement over the Snake Valley's water resources, and the two states eventually agreed to a 50-50 split water-sharing accord. But in 2010, after the Millard County Commission and then Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon expressed concerns over the proposal, Governor Herbert delayed signing the agreement. But the Southern Nevada Water Authority has continued to press for his signature, even threatening to sue the state of Utah over the delay. Madeline Graymountain, vice chair of the Confederate Tribes of the Goshute Indian Reservation, says that the pipeline would have a detrimental effect on the Goshute's ancestral home.
Most tribal leaders, including myself, we think in terms of generations. We know that the decisions that we make today will in effect affect my children's children's children. We have to think along those lines. Whereas we know that Las Vegas or the Southern Nevada Water Authority was buying up huge properties along that corridor. Our reservation is not for sale. You know, we plan on existing there for, you know, eternity. And we've been there in existence before Columbus landed his feet here. And we're still continuing to protect it. And, you know, we're not going away.
KCPW was unable to reach the Southern Nevada Water Authority for comment on Thursday, but they have stated in previous interviews that the federally mandated agreement requires strict monitoring and forces them to mitigate environmental damages caused by the pipeline. Opponents counter that it's unlikely that once the pipeline is turned on, water-dependent Las Vegas will agree to then simply turn it off. On Thursday night, a coalition of environmental organizations opposed to the pipeline held an informational event at the offices of Hawkwatch International in Salt Lake City. Zach Frankel, executive director of the Utah Rivers Council, said that the cost of the pipeline meant that the project was almost unbuildable, and that therefore the governor shouldn't feel pressured to sign the agreement.
Las Vegas will have to pay $30.1 billion for this water project, okay? Las Vegas is not going to be building this project anytime soon. So then, what is the enormous pressure the governor's office is worried about? This agreement is a travesty. I have no reservations. We should not sign it, period.
The environmentalists plan to deliver a letter to Herbert on Friday, urging him to forego the water deal between two of the nation's driest states. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.